feet and daylight unto my path. And a light unto, a light unto my path, my path.
Welcome to Searchlight, a survey through Scripture with Pastor John Corson. It is our desire to bring you a systematic study of the entire Bible, chapter by chapter, book by book. As you know, there are amazing pictures throughout the Bible. Some pictures illustrate spiritual truths for us. Other pictures reveal God's heart and mind to us. Well, on our last Searchlight program, we began looking at an incredible picture of Jesus. This picture is portrayed by one of the judges of Israel, whose name was Tola. John told us last time that his name, Tola, means worm. We also learned that Tola was a defender of God's people. With this in mind, let's now join Pastor John for a look at this fascinating picture.
Tola. My dad's name is splendid. My granddad's name is popular guy. Me, I'm wormy. And I'm not living with my family, where my family has roots, the men of Issachar. I'm here in Ephraim. Jesus. Jesus is depicted here. Oh, his father, splendid. The Father in heaven, the beloved one, the one who's full of love and who gives out love. But Jesus is a worm. What, you say? We just read the Psalm, Psalm 22:7. Jesus is talking there prophetically. It's all about his crucifixion. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? The very words that he cried on the cross of Calvary, the very words that he said that day. And we read, and if you were listening, or if you know that psalm, or you want to check it out later, right there in verse 7, Jesus Christ, I am a worm and not a man. I am a worm and not a man. Jesus says, that's me. And the word there is tola. The same word as the character in our story. Tola. Why would Jesus say that he is a worm? He's humble, he's meek, it's true. But there's a story that perhaps you're aware of that I want to remind you of or share with you. The word tola or toloth, plural, tola or toloth, worm, is translated two ways in the Bible. It's translated scarlet, like the color, or worm. Why would the same word be used for both scarlet and worm? Because in Bible days, when you wanted to make something have a scarlet color, a shirt or a tapestry or what have you, you couldn't just go to the Rite Aid drugstore or wherever and buy scarlet dye. What they would do is they would take these toloths, tola, the worm, and grind them up. And they would get from the fluids, from the stuff that was ground up, a pasty kind of substance that would then cause material to take on a scarlet, bloody color. And they would dye their garments. And so when you read in the Old Testament of the high priest having garments with purple woven in, the word there is toloth or worm, because that's how they got the purple color. But the plot thickens. Why would Jesus say, I am a worm? Because understand, that the tola, the worm, the toloth, plural, the worms, what they would do to reproduce is a most amazing story. They would, there in the Middle East, in Israel, the tola would make its way, when it was time to reproduce, climb up the trunk of a tree and fasten on a limb. And then the worm would lay the larva, the little eggs, and fasten itself on that limb. And cover those little larvae, those little eggs first, cover those eggs with her body, or its body, I should say more correctly. So the tola, the worm, is covering the eggs. The eggs hatch. Now listen, the eggs hatch, and the worm doesn't budge. The eggs hatch, and the little larvae begin to feed. Listen, they begin to eat the body of the mother. And as they eat their way through the body of the mother, the worm that's there, fastened to the limb of a tree, not budging, but giving up its life for its young. As they do so, this scarlet, bloody stuff comes out of the toloth, and it makes the wood on the limb of that tree blood red or scarlet or crimson. The worm gives its life, is eaten up, falls to the ground. The bloody spot that's left on the limb of the tree, after 3 days, the blood spot where the worm gave its life and its body was eaten and its blood was shed. The worm that then gives its life after 3 days, that blood spot dries out and turns into a white, flaky thing that falls to the ground like snow. Isaiah chapter 1 says, though your sins be as scarlet, tola, they shall be white as snow. Because Jesus is the worm that does what? Fastened to a tree, the tree of the cross of Calvary, and wouldn't get down and wouldn't come off until the work was done. What work? The work that would allow you and me to be hatched, born again. But what do we do? Eat of my body, he says. This is my body. Eat of my body. Drink of my blood. Folks, I am a worm and not a man. Fastened to the tree. Eat of me. I give my life for you. And though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Just like what happens to the tola, the toloth, there in Israel, even to this day. But wait. Jesus, you see, by his blood, because he is the worm, not only saved us and rescued us, but listen, like this tola, now. He is the judge who defends us. From who? There is an accuser. Revelation chapter 12 tells me and tells you. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, says the accuser of the brethren, Satan, comes and accuses us day and night, going before the throne of the splendid one, the Father, and saying, look at John Corson. Or look at Joe Strobel. Or look at Mike Riggs. Or look at Bill Ferguson. Or Everett Elder. Or whoever it might be. Look. See, they've blown it there. And they're blowing it here. And all the rest. And we are told in the Bible, Revelation 12, 9 and 10, that we have an accuser who accuses us day and night. But it says, but the accuser was overcome by the blood, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. See, the Apostle John says this, these things I write to you that you sin not, but if any man sin, know this, we have an advocate, a defender with the Father, that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. When I blow it, if you blow it, understand that Satan will be there going before the throne of God in heaven. Yes, he still has access to heaven. That's why there's going to need to be one day, not too far away, a new heaven and a new earth. One that hasn't been stenched up by Satan, you see. But Satan makes his way day and night before the throne of the splendid one. And what does he do? He points out your failings and my shortcomings. But wait, we have a defender. A defender, just like Tola, it says in our text, it says he defended Israel, Israel, God's people. We have a defender, the Tola, the scarlet worm, the Toloth, Jesus, who steps up and says, Father, it's John that this adversary, Satan, is accusing, and he has been washed in the blood of me, the Lamb, Father. And I gave my life for him, you see. It's true. Amen. And I hung on that cross, Father, you know, and I am the Tola. And he has eaten of my body and he has taken of my blood. And you know what? Jesus is my advocate, yours too, our defender. And the Father hears the accusation of the prosecuting attorney, Satan, and listens to the defense of the judge, the Tola, the defender of you and me, the scarlet worm who gave his blood so lovingly. And he listens and he hits the gavel, if you would, there on the bench of the court of heaven and says, "Case dismissed. Lack of evidence against John Corson. It's been washed away, and I have forgiven and forgotten, and I don't even remember his error. Case dismissed, lack of evidence." And that snake, Satan, slithers away. Because the worm, and I say that reverently, Jesus Christ gave his everything to cleanse me and set me free. Jesus, he's the Tola. This is him. It says here, Tola. Tola, who left his country, Issachar, to dwell in a different tribal territory. Jesus left his home in heaven to dwell amongst us. Jesus defended us. He is the Tola, the worm. And here's what I hope that we'll see today. Number one, to celebrate the fact that we are not only forgiven, but we are being defended right now, right here. Jesus Christ is your Tola, the worm. I am a Tola, not a man. I'm the one who has secured you and nestled you under my body. You've eaten of me. The blood has flowed from me. And now your sins that were like scarlet are as white as snow. You're forgiven and you're free. Celebrate. But secondly, before we go our way, listen carefully. This is very important. Celebrate, but also imitate. Celebrate. Yes, you have been and are being defended by the Tola, the worm, just like this Tola defended the people of Israel. And imitate. Be a defender of God's people. Yourself. What? Be a defender. See, you might not be able to, like Samson, take down a temple of Dagon, or like Gideon, attack a massive army of 135,000 men. You may not be like these judges or heroes in the Old Testament, but you can be like this guy. Every single person, listen to me, every single teenager, every single woman, every single man, every single senior citizen, whoever you might be, you can go down in history as a Tola, a defender of God's people. That is, by saying, I refuse to be a part of the accusatory nature and tactics of Satan. I will not listen to or talk about anything that is negative concerning any person of Israel. Oh, I don't mean the nation Israel. I mean God's people, wherever they might be. I will not listen. Oh, John, people say to me, man, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned about this. I just heard this. Wait, I don't want to hear it. But John, don't you want to be aware so you can pray with me? No, I'm a Tola. I'm a defender of God's people. I will not give ear to accusations. I will not listen to prayer requests that are mixed with gossip. I will not get involved in discussions about any of God's people concerning their sins or problems. I will deal with the person directly. but I will not listen, conversate, give ear in the name of, well, I just need to be informed. That is gossip. It is damnable. It is destructive. In the news today, perhaps you saw the story. An 8-year-old boy was attacked by a shark there off the coast of Florida. His arm was ripped off. His uncle saw this attack, rushed into the water, took on this 6.5-foot shark, and wrestled the shark back to shore. This uncle jumped in when he sees his nephew's arm being bitten off. And this uncle jumps in, grabs the shark, wrestles him, brings him to shore, the shark flopping around. This massive shark, I mean a big shark, it's not a small fish, let me tell you. And he pried the arm out of the shark's mouth as he wrestled the shark to shore. And they took the arm and the boy and took him off in a helicopter to an emergency hospital. And the arm of the young man is sewed on, and there's hope that he's going to be functioning with his arm. Because why? Because a man was a defender. There was blood in the water. The guy was ripped off. The 8-year-old nephew was attacked. And this man said, I am going to do what I don't think many of us would have dared to or thought of. He dove in that murky water. He wrestled that shark. In anger and hostility and frustration, he wrestles that shark and puts him on the beach and takes out the boy's arm. And he's a hero. Would to God that we had people like that in the Applegate Fellowship to an even greater degree. I'm not going to let you bite off his arm or her arm. I'm not going to let you get away with that. You might, in the name of prayer or concern, talk to me, but you're ripping her, you're ripping him, you're ripping them apart. And I will not stand for that. I can be like Tola, a defender of God's people. And I won't allow it. The Bible says this: where there is no wood, the fire goes out. Gossip and attacks on any level to any degree can only be maintained and sustained if not just there's a fire, but there is wood. What is wood? It's listening. It's giving ear. If we refuse to give ear to gossip, the fire goes out. It's like that classic analogy I've spoken of before. When the hijackings were taking place almost weekly, a number of years ago now, they finally solved the problem of hijackings by having an international agreement that all international airports, all airports globally, would refuse to let a hijacked plane land. Now, when there's no place to land, all of a sudden the hijacker realizes when he was going to attempt to take this plane to that country, and he realizes, hey, there's no landing place for me. Suddenly, the hijackings decreased and diminished exponentially. If I give ear to gossip, to attacks, to put downs, to rumors, to innuendos, I am allowing that hijacker to land in my airport, this earpiece. And that gossip will go on. If I say, before you say another word, stop, I will only talk about this issue if I talk to him, her, or them directly and personally. I'm not going to listen. If anybody does that in this congregation, you will be great in God's kingdom. I believe that. You will be a Tola. What Jesus does, stop that, Satan. The blood of the Lamb and the Word has caused there to be cleansing and justification. And Satan's got to slither away because of our defender. This Tola, no books about him, but yet there's a huge lesson that we can discover in him. He defended God's people. Who in here today, I wonder, will say, I'm going to change my ways right here, right now, today. I'm going to be a defender of God's people. I'm going to stand up for them. I'm not going to give ear or any place to gossip or innuendo about them. I'm going to be a Tola, like my Tola, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be a defender, that I might be written in his book, that in that day when I get to heaven, he might say, you did good. You were a righteous judge, a defender of Israel, my people. I leave you with this. Have you listened to any gossip in the past week or two? Have you heard anybody speak negatively of God's people? Shame on me and shame on you if we have. It's wrong. Because what I am rediscovering again is that it's so blatantly of the pit and so totally wrong. It's amazing to me how stories appear and gossip arises and criticisms come that are absolutely, completely made of whole cloth, untrue. But they take on a life of their own because people just say, well, I heard this, we need to pray about that, or are you aware of this, or what have you. Listen, don't even hear the story. Don't even give ear. But rather say, if there's an issue, I will talk to that person directly. Don't say another word. If you want me to go to him, to her, to them, and quote you saying, I heard something that there's a concern, so I'm coming to you directly because this guy, and your name being used, started to tell me something. I don't know what it was, but I'm here to find out what's going on. That's cool. That's great. What I say personally, folks, what I do personally is I say always when somebody says, John, you have to know this. It's important because it relates to the church or the ministry or whatever. I say, I'm going to quote you on everything you say. So just know, before you start, if it's critical that I hear this, I'm going to quote you on everything that you say to this person or to that group. So go ahead and tell me. And you know what happens? 9 times out of 10, folks say, let me get back to you, Pastor John. See, that's the key. Not ignoring problems, but defending God's people and saying, here's the thing. I'm not going to listen to gossip. I'm going to be rather a defender of God's people. Are you? Are you a defender? Do you take every opportunity to say, I'm going to defend God's people? I can't knock down temples and take on giants, but this I can do. I'm going to defend God's people, just like Tola, his story, hints at and teaches me and teaches you. Defend God's people and celebrate that you are being defended right now by Jesus Christ, our advocate, the ultimate Tola, who gives his life for you and me, that we might be free from sin and forgiven. And there's no place for the accuser of the brethren, Satan, to have his way in accusing you and me before the Father today, because Jesus has taken care of it beautifully. Celebrate, imitate, in Jesus' name.
Celebrate and imitate. That is encouraging and practical advice. We should celebrate because Jesus is defending us, even right now. And we should imitate, be a defender of God's people like Jesus. Don't give place to gossip, and speak well of others.
This teaching is also available on the Searchlight website at johncorson.com. You will also find on the website Pastor John's books and other Bible study resources. Again, the address of the website is johncorson.com.
We are all on a journey in this life. If you are a believer in God, your journey is taking you to heaven. To help us keep our eyes on our destination, we have a book available called A Place for You, Reflections on Heaven. This book, taken from sermons that John has given, focuses on the hope of heaven. Heaven is a real place, and it is not that far away. This book is for everyone who longs for that day when we will be in heaven with our Savior. You may order A Place for You from our website at johncorson.com. SearchLightWeb.com.
Searchlight is a listener-supported ministry. We appreciate your prayers and support. May the Lord richly bless you.